right up and get your props over here.
The black market.
So be careful, because his whole body is a lethal weapon. It's Mr. Chicken, a.k.a. Jasper Anderson. Hey, Jasper, haven't seen you or your crazy Don Knotts avatar around in years, and all of a sudden, bam, there you are, center stage, with this kick-ass animated raven prop. So where have you been?
Well, I haven't had my own haunt for about 9 years now. But I moved to Los Angeles, and I've been working in special effects, actually.
Why? Where did you live before? Where was your haunt?
So I used to be up in the Bay Area. At that time, we had a make and take group up there. I don't think it's around anymore. But so since I moved down and I wasn't doing my own haunt, but I still wanted to be part of it. So I've been making, coming up with kind of interesting ideas for props that other people could use in their haunts in that time, and did some projection effects. I think you might have actually showed the tombstone projection.
Yeah, I did. I talked about it or had you on the show at one point or no? I don't remember. I was on, but... Okay, I talked about it. I remember bringing it up. I think it might have been a mad prop segment that we had done, and we featured it in there. So you got, you got in there somewhere.
Yeah, so that was the first one that I was like, oh man, this would be a fun idea, and I wish I could do that for myself, but since I couldn't, then I just decided to sort of
make it something
that other people could use.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. I think I got the video file, and I had it. I hope I can find it on my computer somewhere, because it's difficult for me. Some of the stuff I'm doing out in my yard, my haunt, it's just all that last minute running around. It's a projection effect, isn't something. I mean, if you do have the right, camera projector, if I can get the right word right, if you have the right projector. That's waterproof, or you can have it concealed and covered so the weather won't get to it. You can leave it up there for days or a week. That would be something I'd have to throw up last minute, and with all of the other stuff I have going around.
Right.
It's just, I'm like, I want to pull that off one of these years. I just would not be able to do the walkthrough and to do like projection effects and other stuff like that in the yard haunt. So if I end up closing the walkthrough portion of it down, which I may have no choice soon due to the town, then I would definitely just start doing like cooler projection effects and some other high tech stuff just to add more life. And, if you can't get the scares, at least maybe wow them with some cool effects.
And that's what my haunt always was just kind of, some cool little scenes that you could walk past and stop if you wanted to. And I guess the new stuff that I'm designing for other people to be able to use is still kind of, if I had my own thing, it would be full of this stuff.
Yeah. It'd be in that same vein. So how did you come across this, this animated raven design, or how did you, what was it?
Well,
where'd the concept come from?
You know, it's one of those things that, people have made them over the years and done really well with them, but nobody, it seemed like, had really done one that was repeatable. People had kind of cobbled something together and done a really great job at it, but not in a way that somebody else could look at it and follow along and build their own. But so I had somebody ask me to build one for them a couple years ago. And I did that and put it online, and people seemed to really like it. And so I started thinking, well, gee, is there a way that that I could make it accessible to everybody? Because that first one, like a lot of other people's, was a lot of little custom parts that all had to be individually made. And so so I started looking into, like, how can I simplify this design down to something that, anybody could look at the instructions and be able to put it together themselves.
And that you could kind of crank out without spending too many man hours on right. each one, right?
Right. And it's still a fair few. But yeah, that's the other part of it is, you know, how do you make it not too complicated on my end?
So talk to us about the prop, you know, sell us a little bit on this thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's an animatronic raven. It's kind of, you know, it's meant to be haunt realistic. It's not, you know, nobody's going to think you killed a real raven, but it's
which could be controlled. Be against the law in some states, which is probably a good
most,
thing.
Most, I would hope. It's a servo-controlled animatronic raven. He's got 5 points of movement. His beak moves, his head moves left and right, up and down. His wings move, and his whole body goes up and down at the hips. So you get a lot of life out of it.
What's the construction?
Well, so the basic body, the primary structure that everything is on is an acrylic plates that are laser cut. And then onto that, there's basically a vacuform shells of the head and the body, which is, if you haven't looked into vacuum forming, it's basically the same process that they use to make a lot of like plastic packaging, because you can get a really thin but sturdy plastic shell by heating plastic and sucking it down over a form. And so then that gives you kind of a skeleton of a bird that moves. And then on to that is the sort of artistic coverings, which we're using fake fur in the place of feathers on the body, which is a pretty common thing to do. And then real feathers for the wings and the tail.
The feathers come in the kit as well, or is that something you have to get on
your own? You're getting all the feathers, the fur, and all the parts. But you're basically, you know, I'm on my end, I'm sorting out all the, you know, six of this screw, a dozen of that screw, face shell, body shell. And then you're going to be the one taking all the pieces, following. I'm going to have a video how-to of it, so I think that's going to be the easiest way to follow along exactly through the steps. And you're going to, you know, attach the servos, connect the wires from the servos to the head so that the servos can pull the head left and right, and connect the body shells on top, and then glue down the fur and the feathers. And it sounds like a lot, and it's not nothing, but it's actually, I tried to put a lot of effort into making it as simple to put together as I could, so, and not too many, you know, fiddly pieces.
So for monster kids like myself, who grew up back in the day, who spent a lot of time with models, this would be probably somewhere along that same complexity, right?
Yeah.
Not and much more than a model.
I mean, it's a model plus now you got some electronics to go along with it. And
yeah.
So if you were one of the people who built a 3-axis skull, which I think was like 10 years ago that design came out from Halloween Bob, it's not much of a step up from that.
It probably would be easier than that, no?
Well, I mean, with the skull, you basically build the thing and drop it in, and the skull already looks like a skull. You still have to do a little dressing work to kind of, you know, make the feathers look real. Or, you know, they're real feathers, but make them look like they're on the bird.
Got it. Do you need to know VSA or have to get VSA to program the bird?
So, yeah, you do need your own programming. As it comes, the kit is just the servos. And so the servos need something to tell them how to move. And so, yeah, you can do VSA, and there's a lot of different options for the circuit boards that you plug the servos in that make VSA run, and they tell you on the VSA website which ones to get. And that, you know, if you wanted to have the Raven, like, reciting a monologue, that's probably the best way to go is through VSA, because, you know, you've used it, I'm sure, and you can drop in your audio file and then go along and animate through the whole thing and have it all synced up together. And that's great. But if you don't want or you don't need something that complicated and you just want him to kind of sit there and look alive and flap his wings and squawk a little bit, there's these cool boards called the Palalu Maestros. And I found these because they let you do, you can basically like keyframe your servo moves, and they've got features in there to smooth it out. So you can basically program in your little bit, you know, like head left for 1 second, right for another second, flap his wings, and you can write out, you know, your little list of things you want him to do. It saves that to the board, and then you can just leave it. You don't need a computer connected to that one to run it. And so it's a cheaper, kind of simpler option.
So you can load that file onto the board, that routine, and it will run the routine.
Yeah.
You can have it just work on a loop, and it will just over and over. It will just keep going
over and over again. Exactly. Yeah. What I'm doing, that's how I'm programming the demo one that I've got in the video, is with one of those Palalu boards, and it's just running on a loop. But there's ways that you can have it so it's triggered, you know, so it could be like somebody trips a switch and then it runs.
So the Palalu boards are like, how much are those?
Like $25.
That's a bonus. Now, do you still have to use VSA to put that put the VSA file onto the board?
Not for those. For those, there's a free software that they have that you write the sequence of moves on.
Is it fairly easy for a noob?
I mean, with any software, it's kind of, you kind of look at it the first time and you're like, what's going on here? But there's enough other people who have used these things and put videos and how-tos out there that you watch somebody else do it a little bit and you go, okay, I get the idea.
Now, I have a suggestion that, you know, for people who are completely, you know, kind of oblivious to this, is there a way for you to have a couple of simple routines available if somebody buys that? Yes. They can either get as a free download or pay a couple of dollars extra to get?
Yes, there's I am putting out free the routine that my Raven is running on for the Palalu. And so you still because when you connect all your servos, you still have to make sure that they are centered the same way that mine are. So, you know, you really should at least learn the software enough to read where the servo is and just make sure that it's in the spot that it's supposed to be in. But you will be able to just get my program and play it onto your board and have a moving Raven working.
Great. So the cheapest way to go is the Palalu board. And the software is free, so that's a bonus. So you don't have to pay the $80 or whatever it is for the version of VSA. And that sounds pretty cool. And that's pretty much about it. Do you have other little wires or connectors that you need to get with that Palalu board? Or does it come with them? Or does it come with your kit?
You still need a power supply. Which is not a big deal. Whichever board you're getting, you just look at it and it'll say what power you need to have. And the general rule of thumb I've heard is that you need 1 amp per servo. So where you're safe at with any of the things that I've recommended is if you get a 6-volt, 5-amp power supply, and it can be more than 5 amps because amps are kind of, you know, better too many than not enough. Different with volts, but if you get a 6-volt, 5-amp power supply, which are like $12 on Amazon, that'll set you up.
So that's pretty much about it, right? You just have to spend an hour or so to put it together, then learn the Palalo software, connect the board up, and then basically hit play.
Yeah. And then you've got an animatronic raven, which, you know, I think is something that we've all wanted at one point or another.
It's very cool. I've come across at least one person who built one out of like an RC car or something like that. And mm-hmm. I remember seeing it and saying, hey, man, could you build me one? How much would it cost? And
yeah.
I don't remember what he said. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said like $250 or something like that. But he said like, oh, but I really don't have time to do it right now. Maybe later, hit me up, you know, because
yeah.
he wasn't looking to do it as a business. He was just showing off his little masterpiece. So when I saw yours, that came right back to me. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's a, you know, I remember seeing that and saying I wanted one of those because that's a cool little item for a haunt. You know, there's certain things that you like, an owl or something like that. Maybe you
right.
want to, maybe one of your next projects. But I remember looking around and trying to find a realistic looking owl for my haunt. Could not find one anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I scoured the web. I seriously like spent weeks scouring at the dark web, you name it. I was everywhere. And nothing that looked realistic. And I finally ended up working out a deal with, Robert and Stacy over at Necrotic Creations. And they
That's
ended
great.
Up making me one. They ended up, sculpting out one for me. And I love it. And I have it in my haunt. And I get compliments on it all the time. Because that's one of those things that's such an iconic, you know, part
yeah.
of Halloween. You know, ravens, the black cats, the owls. Bats, ravens, you know. Oh, bats, maybe that's another one in the works for you,
yeah.
too.
Well, you know, I did a projection for bats where it's just like the shadows of bats flying past. So you just kind of like throw the projector off to the side a little bit and you get this little like there's bats, you know, flying around. Yeah.
You know, what's great? Well, the great thing about projection, like doing the video effects, it's a digital. Once you make it once, you can replicate it. you know, you can make a million of them, and it's so easy, and you don't have to spend all that extra time. And the person who buys it doesn't really have to do any work.
Right.
All they need to do is have a decent projector with the right lumens, and they're pretty much in business. So they're pretty brain dead as far as that goes, but... Speaking of videos, you also do have a wall presser projection effect that you're also selling on your website.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was one that I thought of, you know, like this. It's like, oh, that would be a cool thing to do. And it kind of percolated for a few years and finally made it happen. So, yeah, it's a projection that is kind of a more subtle thing, but it looks like there's like a skull or a face pushing out of the wall, stretching it towards you. And it's a really cool thing in person. But yeah, there's maybe five or six different versions of faces and skulls and hands reaching out. And you just kind of pick the one you want and throw the projector onto the wall or the floor or whatever, and it looks like a 3D effect.
What projector or what type of projector do you recommend for that effect?
Well, it's the funny thing with those kinds of effects where you're not trying to throw a spotlight on the wall. I actually like the really cheap ones because they're kind of dimmer and that's all you need, you know, especially because in a haunt you're not lighting it very bright anyway, so they don't have to compete with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually like the, you know, like $50 eBay projectors for that kind of thing.
So the low lumens instead of on most of
yeah.
Projections where you want to have very high lumens, like I don't even know, like 2300 or above or whatever the, you know, I can't remember
right.
what those are, but yeah, this one would probably be in like 1500 or lower or something like that.
Yeah, lower is fine for this kind of thing. I mean, you need, one of the things you need more lumens for is when you start to get really big. because it's kind of, you know, it's the same thing with like a light bulb, you know, like a 25 watt bulb will light a small room fine. But if you put that 25 watt bulb in a warehouse, it's like, what good is it? Mm-hmm. But, so it all kind of depends. And I try to design most of my effects so that you could use it with either a really expensive projector or a really cheap one.
And you would need to mount the projector up high in like a 45 degree angle, so it's angled down, so it's kind of out of sight just enough,
right.
And it's, you know, people can't should be walking through the beam, right? So
right.
Through the exact. See, right. I'm not such a dummy.
Yeah, you know a few things.
I know enough to be dangerous. All right. Cool. Hey, is there anything else you want to plug that you have coming out or anything else about those two items that you want to get across?
The Raven is the big and only new thing for this year. And what's next, I don't know. But I'm really pleased with how it came out. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what people do with it because, you know, there's some opportunity to kind of throw your own little touches in. I haven't told anybody this yet. The eyes on the Raven are actually exactly the same size as a 10 millimeter LED. So if you wanted to cut those out, you could fit little red lights in there, no problem.
And get a red-eyed Raven.
Uh-huh, which is... I think people have fun with.
So you have two different kits. You have one that has no servos and one that has servos included. What are the price ranges on those? And I think you have a limited time on that price before it goes up or something, right?
Yeah, it's $165 without the servos and $265 with the servos, and that's until July 6th. And then after that, it's going to go up.
So you better get a move on, people. I better get my order in quickly then as well. Where can people, peep your wares and make a purchase?
So everything is at Mr. Chicken's Prop Shop, which is chickenprops.com. You can see the videos of the Raven and all the projection effects there and see if it's something you might like to add to your haunt.
And you can go ahead and like his Facebook page and any other social media you on. What
That's,
else you
The Mr. Chicken is just on Facebook. It's Facebook/Chicken Props. You can just search Mr. Chicken's Prop Shop.
And there's a video over there as well you can check out. So if you're one of those people and you just can't leave Facebook, you can check it out right there. I'm really looking forward to seeing your business develop and thrive. I hope everything is I'm sure that you already got sales coming in, so things are looking good so far.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's people are really excited about it, so I'm excited.
They should be. I'm excited too. I'm excited for you being excited.
Well, thanks.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.